Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. Don Todrin here from Second Wind. All right, so I'm going to start a 5-week program on the four pillars. Each week, I'm going to discuss a pillar, give you the recap, the pertinent bullet points, the strategies that we use, and this is a very successful program. We've done this with clients and doubled and tripled their revenue, brought them right out of the decline that they're in. This really works. It's not magic. It's just right, and it's right for today's market. The world has changed. It continues to change. It changes every day, and we can't, as small business owners, we can't just do the same thing and expect the same or better results. If we don't change, we're going to get worse results. And that's what's happening. I talk to lots of companies and business owners, and they say, geez, we used to. What's happening? Well, your clients have changed. The environment has changed. Competition has changed. The world has changed. Technology, the internet, competition. It's great. I was in Boston the other day, and I'm there occasionally, a couple times a month. I stop in a sandwich joint, and they're selling everything with organic foods. And then I go to another place, another date. I go to a soup and salad place, and it's organic. I'm saying, wow, this is amazing. A whole industry has come together. I remember when it was Bread and Circus out here, Whole Foods, just really beginning. We were all shocked by the pricing, but we wanted the organic food, so I paid for it. Now, you can find organic foods everywhere, and restaurants are featuring it, and now sub shops and sandwich shops. I pass a whole a pizza place that's selling organic pizza. It's fantastic. I love it. But it's a change. That's the point. It's a change, a major change, a radical change, and the market is sensitive to it, and you as business owners have to also be sensitive to it. So let me start off. Now, notice how I said 5 weeks for four pillars. So, let's do the math. A pillar a week, what's the fifth one? So the fifth one is really today, this first one. I want to introduce the four pillars with a concept that never really got a pillar. Probably should have. I should have probably made this five pillars, but, it's four pillars with an introduction. So here's the introduction. So I ask you, what is your vision for your company? Now, the knee-jerk reaction you're going to get from everyone who's listening is, oh, to make money, to be profitable, to have a stable business. Okay, we're getting a little bit warmer, but that's not a purpose. It's not a higher purpose, that's for sure. There's no vision there. Of course we're going to in business to make money, but let me tell you something. A business whose higher purpose is to make money is never going to make as much money as a business with a higher purpose, with a vision. Making money is pretty basic. Do your employees really care that much how wealthy you are and how much money you're taking home and how nice of a car you're driving? Does that really inspire them to greatness? I don't think so. And of what value is a vision that isn't going to inspire your employees? How about your customers? Are they inspired by your vision? I'm going to get wealthy. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Your vendors, your banker. A vision is an opportunity to lay down why you're doing what you're doing. For example, we've just changed our vision, or we've adapted our vision in Second Wind. My vision up to recently has been saving families one business at a time. Now, that's my personal vision. I've had so much contact with so many businesses that have failed, and I've seen and experience the damage done to families. You know, colleges that can't be paid for, houses that are lost to foreclosure, separations, divorces. The stress is terrible. It breaks families apart. So I've long maintained that our purpose is to save families one business at a time, because with stability in a business, the parents can be parents, not warmongers, and they can have a satisfactory life, take their vacations, give their kids what they need, and have a life of higher purpose, serving greater needs. And that's inspirational. That works. My men know what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the children and the families that are supported by the small businesses, not just the owner, but the jobs as well, the employees as well. So what is this all about? Well, it's about having a vision. Now, I told you in the beginning that I've changed my vision recently. Well, I still maintain that personally. My business vision has been adjusted to solving difficult business problems. That's my vision. Not making money, not reducing debt, not turnaround consulting. These are all actions that we pursue, but solving difficult business problems. That's a higher purpose. Perhaps not as high as saving families one business at a time, but it works. Does that inspire my employees? Yeah, it does. They feel pretty pumped up about it. We do some amazing things. People come to us with all kinds of issues. Yeah, most of them are debt. Some of them are management. Some of them are marketing, declining sales, difficult competition, all kinds of issues. I had a client call us. The city put up putting an island in the middle of this major road that is got two lanes in either direction, but there was no island you could cross over. And now they're putting an island in the middle of it to separate the two sides, and it literally cut his business down by 40%. So they can't get here from the other side of the road anymore, so they passed me. You know, they can get pizza any place. You know, they don't have to get it from me, so they don't. Or I think this guy actually was a car wash, so I can't get that business. They're not going to go a mile down the road and come back a mile. They're going to go to the next place. So, you know, these are difficult problems. What do you do? Well, we solve these problems. That's our higher vision. We solve these problems. So my challenge to you is, what is your vision? I mean, take the pizza joint. I hear people tell me, I mean, I hate to be committed to pizza today, but I guess it's on my mind. But, you know, how can you have a higher vision with pizza? It's pizza. What's the deal here? You know, making pizza. And I got to tell you, of course you can. Of course you can. There's a pizza shop I know that says, hey, come on by and get two for the price of one. And if you want, leave that extra one here and we'll donate it to the food bank. Now, there's a higher vision. We're here to support those that need food. We're here to help those families that are hungry not be hungry. That's this man's vision. We're here to support the community, the men and women and children that are in need. And we're asking you to help us, and together we'll make a difference. Oh, man, you can bet I'd buy pizza from there. I don't buy pizza, but if I would, I would buy it from him. He's been in business for a long time. That message has been going on for, 15 years anyways, maybe 20. It's a great message. It's certainly a higher purpose. I love it. I think it's terrific. There isn't a business out there that can't create a higher purpose. You know, the manufacture of nuts and bolts, I mean, how dry can it be? I mean, clearly our business is exciting and it's affecting families and businesses and jobs. And, you know, we can create higher purpose out of it easily. But what if you're making nuts and bolts? Well, your higher purpose can be expanded to playing a role with your community, a role with your employees. My higher purpose is to make certain that all my employees achieve the highest quality life possible. I have outside activities. I have educational opportunities. I have daycare programs for the children. I have language programs for the non-English speaking people that work here. I've got educational opportunities for advancement training opportunities. We go out and do charitable work as a team, as a business. We support a golf outing and give the money to a charity that we support. We're all in. We're all involved. Not only are we here to make nuts and bolts, we're here to make a difference in our community. I mean, that works. That's higher purpose. That inspires me. If I worked for that company, I'd be happy about that. I'd be proud of that. So look, with a higher purpose, with a vision, your company can get behind you. They have a reason and a purpose to deliver their best, to go overboard, to be the best they possibly can because they appreciate where you're going and what you're doing. They embrace your vision. And they embrace you and they embrace the company because they're proud to work there and they want to work there and they stay there. So that's what I give you. I give you an opportunity to up the ante. Before we start the four pillars, let's create a vision that your managers and your employees can support and embrace and get behind so they know, too, why they're doing it, why they're working so hard. It's not just for the paycheck. It can't be. That's not enough. It's not good enough. It has to be greater, bigger, more. Serve the community. Serve mankind. Serve charitable organizations. Serve families. Serve whatever it is your heart takes you to. But have a higher purpose and have a vision. Every business should. Every business needs to have this. And the owner is the guiding light. Now, this can't be, bullshit. You got to believe it. You got to really own it. You got to want to do this. And then your business becomes a community. What a great thing. You have something to talk about. Your vendors appreciate you. Your customers, wow. Your customers appreciate you as a business because you're serving a higher purpose. My customers appreciate the fact that we're committed to saving families and solving business problems. We're here with a higher vision, and everyone appreciates that. We're not just here to take their money. So I encourage you, work on it. And by the way, you can call in here. It's 646-595-2238. Or you can call me on my cell phone, 413-687-8388. I'd be glad to help you create your vision so you can take it to your employees. You can market with it. You can get benefit from it in many ways. So that's the starting point. Before we can succeed, we have to know where we're going. And it isn't just making money. Making money is a direct result of having a successful business. My objective is to help you have a successful business. The money will come automatically. It will flow. It will come to you. But first, we must start with a vision. All right, folks, that's my message for the day. I hope some of you call me. I'd love to talk to you. I publish my phone number and all my websites and everything that we're on, and I encourage people all over the country, call me. I'm available. Ask me something. Talk to me about something. I'm here. I'm an expert in small business survival. I'd be glad to help you. It's my pleasure. Give me a call. I look forward to talking with you. All right, folks, that's it for today. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Next week, we start with Pillar 1, Management by the Numbers. Now, don't go, that's one I'm going to skip. I'm not a numbers guy. Yes, you are. If you're in business, you're a numbers person. If you're not a numbers person, go get a job. Don't be in business. Numbers are the language of business. You must be fluent in them. And it isn't boring stuff. It's exciting. It's dynamic. It tells you everything you want to know. It's like if you had to travel across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast, you'd need a map. If you didn't have one, you'd have no idea how to get there. You'd guess. Who knows? On the other hand, if you had a map, you'd know exactly where you're going. Well, management by the numbers is the map that you need. The numbers are the guidelines, the guidepost that tells you how to succeed. All right, folks. Can't wait to see you. Pillar 1 next week. Talk to you soon. Bye now.